Okay, so, okay, so we're on page 46, Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. So we're discussing about getting an aliyah, as we call it. So last time we were together, we discussed the person who gets the aliyah, should he read the words out loud or not out loud, not at all. So we discussed that last time. So in Gimel, the Mechaber says, "Yesh no'agim lahamim mishi makre la'ola milo b'milo." There is a custom. Now, don't forget. Originally, there wasn't a Baal Koreh. If you got an aliyah, you read it, right? So you can understand the flaw in that system. So there used to be a custom that they used to have someone standing next to the person who gets the aliyah to read to them, to feed to them, so to speak, word by word what's being read. Obviously, the feeder, or as they used to call it, a four-laner, right? Somebody would read, feed to the person, word by word. Va'achar she'gomer ha'makre ha'mila omra ha'ola. And after the person who is feeding it finishes saying it, so he'd say Vayomer, I'd say Vayomer, Hashem, Hashem, El, 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 right? And that's the way they would get to it. Now, of course, we don't have that system today because we have a Baal Koreh who hopefully knows what he's doing. But sometimes, I've been places where, whatever the case may be, there was no one to lane, no one was prepared. So this is what they do. They have what they call four-laner, right, standing. Well, sometimes that almost happened this Shabbos morning, actually. The Baal Koreh didn't show. So so someone was thrown into the fires, literally. So, you know, so the... Yeah, so... We don't use that system because, at least when I'm doing it, it just blundered me more. But, yeah, we can see this idea. But let's go on to Dalit. So the Mechaber says, Im shat rotza levarach la'atzmo v'likros. Let's say the person who's reading, the Shaliach Tzibur, what we call Baal Koreh, he himself wants to get the aliyah. So picture this. So the Baal Koreh gets the aliyah, right? It can happen. It happens often. So somebody has to stand next to him. Not to feed him the words, right? Not like we just had in Gimel. He knows how to read it. So he should, the halacha is that somebody should be standing. Now we're accustomed to this, but again, you have to start with a blank slate, right? You have to. So really, if the guy's getting aliyah, so he's up there, right, reading on his own, right? Nobody else is, he's got the whole show. Answer is no. There should be somebody standing next to him. Why should there be someone standing next to him if he knows how to lane? We don't need the feeder, like in the last halacha. We don't need that guy. Still, you should have somebody standing next to him. Why? So the Mechaber says, "Shekeshem shenitna Torah al yedei sirsur, kach anu tzrichim linhog ba al yedei sirsur." The same way that the Torah was given via a proxy or intermediary, a middleman, so too, that's the way we treat the Torah today. Meaning, as we know, Hashem gave the Torah to us through an intermediary, Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, the person getting the aliyah is like Klal Yisrael, and we have to have an intermediary. So we want to have somebody else up there, along, not just with the guy himself, but we want to have an intermediary. So we have somebody standing there like an intermediary, so that the same way the Torah was given. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that really what the custom is that we have three people. In other words, a person who's laning, plus an intermediary, plus another guy. We have three people standing there. And that is because, so to speak, there were three parties in Kabbalah Satorah. There was Hashem, there was Moshe, and there was Klal Yisrael. So we'll move it up one more to three. So that's what you see very often, right? Sometimes, let's say on Monday and Thursday, right? Whoever is the official Gabbai Sheni, they're not there, right? So some, you'll see the Baal Koreh, somebody pointing that side, right? Somebody should come on that side, besides the Baal Koreh, the Gabbai is calling everyone up. So you have a third. Mishabura also brings that there's another reason why we like to have three up there. And that's because parallel to the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So therefore, we also, for that same reason, we want to have three. So therefore, we have three. And the guy shouldn't be up there by himself. Now, then the Mishnah Berurah gets into an interesting discussion based upon the Shaarei Ephraim, that when you pick a gabbai, and we do this here, you should pick someone who's nichbad, ish nichbadum baal masim tovim, someone, an honorable person, someone who does mitzvahs, right? Not any Joe or Yosef or whatever, and somebody that people like. And then there's a very long Mishnah Berurah, and Baruch Hashem, this point is not applicable here. That is, if the this gabbai has power to give out aliyahs, so people shouldn't complain or think, oh, you know, I gave that guy an aliyah is because of this, and this guy got the aliyah because of that. And then people get angry at him because, why didn't I get this aliyah? Why didn't I get that aliyah? Why did I get this aliyah? So, again, there is, Mishnah Lechavos Chaim goes through a lengthy discussion about that. But Baruch Hashem, that's not, and it should continue not to be applicable here. The first part is that we try to pick a person who's Nichbad and Baal Masim Tov and Das Brias Noach Amenu, that we do, those three qualities. But again, Baruch Hashem, we don't have to blian har worry about that other point. Okay, tomorrow we'll hopefully now to go further with this about calling up two brothers one after another, father and son after another. That will be that's the famous halacha. We'll get into that blian har tomorrow. Hopefully, Meretz Hashem blian har. Okay.